All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we asked the question in the 3 o'clock hour. If you had a choice between re-signing St. Brown, going after or doing a sign and trade with Jarius Sneed, and then I'll put it going after either Danielle Hunter or Christian Wilkins, which would you go after? I said I'd go after the D lineman. Most people said that they would still try to bring back St. Brown. So, this is going to go jump straight to the phone line, Stoney. Devin, you're on 97.1.
Rico. Here we are again with this Amon-Ra stuff, man. Look, man, he's top five. You can't replace a top five receiver. And also, why would you want to break up the duo between Goff and Amon-Ra? Like, that's a top five duo in itself in the NFL. You just can't, you have to keep Amon-Ra, period.
No, and Devin, don't take it as I don't want him here. I said if I had the choice between the three, I'm going to try to strengthen the defensive line. Amon-Ra, $28 million, it ain't my money. I wouldn't pay it, but, you know, Holmes probably will. If you're a top five receiver, I need you to do top five receiver type things. When the game is on the line, you got to be the guy. Even if everybody knows you're going to get the ball, you still got to go out there and make the plays.
If he's top five, is he not that guy?
Top five, NFC title game, fourth quarter, where was he?
I was coaching, bro. That was bad
scheme. Okay, but what I'm saying, but if you have a top five guy, you make sure you get the ball to your top five guy, don't you?
Absolutely. But like I said, that's probably scheming. You know, everybody was just falling apart at that point. You can't really blame that on Amon-Ra and him not showing up. Nobody showed up at the end of that game. So that's kind of a bad example. He showed up any time before then.
Right, but Devin, I get what you're saying, but that's the biggest moment of the season. Okay, that's when you just walk in and you got this relationship with Goff. Hey, Jared, you know how we did in practice? Yeah, just throw me the ball. I'll go get it.
I got you. So, I thank y'all for taking my call, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Anytime. Whoops. So, yeah, it's just I'm not anti-St. Brown because I know it comes. I just said if I had to choose between – I don't think people realize you improved this defensive line. And I think that's the key to this team taking that next step, not adding offensive weapons.
Okay, everybody's saying top five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who goes off this list if Amon-Ra's on the top
five? I'm not doing this with you.
I'm not doing this with you. Come on, let's go. Let's go!
I'm not doing this.
I'm just asking a question. Chase Jefferson, Tyreek, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb. And that's how I'm not even talking to him.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
So somebody, I'm not even throwing Devontae Smith in here.
I'm not putting him over St. Brown Smith. No.
Okay. All right. Well, that was number six.
So he will be six.
My five.
Yeah, okay. He'll be six.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm glad you said that.
Where would you put a guy like Debo?
Debo?
Yeah.
He's not top six. He's top 10, though.
You would take St. Brown over Debo?
I would.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. He's more available.
Yeah. Samuel does have an injury issue.
Yes.
Situation.
And that is important. I agree with you there.
Okay. So you're saying he's top six?
St. Brown would be top six. Since I have to now, yes, top six. And then I'm leaving. I'm going now. Bye.
Okay.
Well, we'll talk wings in a second, so you can go away for right. for a minute or so.
That's an interesting question, Stoney. We can get into that later. But yeah, people say he's top five. You got to replace him with one of those people. David couldn't replace him, even though he told me he was
all pro. Top we got five. Voted as an all pro. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, in other words, okay. 248-539-9797. John, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I answer this Amon-Ra St. Brown question, I got to ask you, which Lions games were you guys watching? Because somebody was not watching the Detroit Lions. When did Amon-Ra not beat a home run receiver? When was Amon-Ra not clutch for us? I mean, somebody explain.
Well, the home run receiver is just basically the style of play. I'm not denigrating him at all. When you look at home run receivers, you're thinking that's more of a type like Jefferson, like Tyreek Hill.
The guy that gets behind the safety.
Yeah, they throw the bomb and he's there. That's
a shiny object.
Yes.
That's
a home run receiver.
So you want the guy with the shiny object with the dreadlocks, and that's the guy that you're going to pay. Not the guy like Amon-Ra, who goes in, works hard every day, embodies the culture of the team, and just gets his work done.
Okay, well, let me ask you the question then, John. Out of the five receivers that I mentioned, and look, I hate this stuff because I think Amon-Ra is great, and I think they will re-sign him, and I love him.
Do you really think he's great, though?
I do. But here's my question for you. Out of the five I mentioned, okay, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. What?
Who was it again? I'm sorry. I don't remember what you said.
Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, or A.J. Brown. Who is Amon-Ra St. Brown better than?
He's better than A.J. Brown, in my opinion. This is my opinion.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
No, I get it. And hey. I'm sure to Lions fans, he is.
I love Amon-Ra St. Brown. We have a semantical misunderstanding of what a home run wide receiver is.
Your home run wide receiver on this team is J-Mo. That's your home run wide receiver.
They're basically getting a lot of singles.
They're not getting right.
No. But here's the thing. Here's what got lost. Okay? Remember when I said you show up in big time in big tank games? Because they lost to the 49ers, J-Mo had the game. We just don't remember it because you remember the failed fourth downs. But it was J-Mo that scored early. And who did they throw the ball to on fourth down? It was J-Mo. It wasn't St. Brown. J-Mo's that home run guy. J-Mo finally did, Stoney, what we have been waiting for 2 years.
Right.
And that NFC title game, I'm sitting there saying, this is his coming out party. Nobody's going to remember it because everybody's going to remember for all the negative things that happened. But if that J-Mo shows up in the fall, this is a deadly team with a deadly offense. And I think at that point, all the St. Brown people are going to realize, oh, wait, that's what a deep threat receiver looks like. That's what a home run receiver looks like. It's J-Mo.
And if J-Mo does do all that stuff, it's only going to make St. Brown even better.
Correct. But it's one of those, it's all we had with St. Brown for a long time, so I think that's why he's getting the love, but...
Well, he should get the love. I'm just saying, he's a top receiver in the league. Well, I debate whether he's top five or top eight.
Fourth down, you had to have a score. Who'd the ball go to?
Went to Reynolds a couple times.
Yes.
Fourth down, you had to have a first down, but you had to score in that championship game. Went to J-Mo.
J-Mo.
Just throwing that out there. 248-539-9797. We'll continue taking your calls on this. Plus, a little bit of wings news as well. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I will continue taking your calls on St. Brown. As I guess we may have stumbled upon some, as Stoney's asked a question. People keep saying he's top five. Who do you take out? We'll take those calls, but a little bit of news happened with another Detroit team.
Yeah, the Red
Wings.
That
is the Wings.
Yeah, Dylan Larkin out 2 weeks minimum, it looks like, with a lower body injury. And, of course, as I even asked Newsy Lalonde about this a few weeks ago, only the NHL, they won't disclose what the injuries are. Eventually, because of gambling, they should. Yeah. That's why the NFL does, is actually say what the injuries are. The NHL, I believe Scotty Bowman was the first person to, no, we can't tell people what they are because it's the playoffs. They might, like, you know,
upper body injury. Right. Yeah, he's missing an arm.
Yeah, if they know it's a shoulder, they'll try to, you know, injure the shoulder further, whatever. But he's arguably been their best player this season, especially offensive player, and you're out for 2 weeks. Have a two-game losing streak going into Colorado in a couple of days. And I was at the game on Saturday against Florida. And I wanted to get people's opinions about that game in particular and the Red Wings. As we head to the trading deadline, which is on Friday at 3 o'clock during our show, I'll be in with Mike when the deadline happens. And here's what I thought, and it's not to knock the Red Wings at all. It's just we got a lot of, joy over the winning streak. I know Kenny did. But what I saw on Saturday was the difference, the gap between a playoff contender, a legitimate playoff contender like the Detroit Red Wings, as opposed to a legitimate Stanley Cup champion like the Florida Panthers. And they're as a ways away. And I know on social media, well, the referees, they gave Florida the advantage because they're more physical and the Wings retaliated and took stupid penalties and that's the ref's fault. Okay. Well, you know what? Good teams have to be smart enough too. And Florida was smart enough to bait the Red Wings and the Red Wings fell for it a little bit. But it was one of those games. And look, the Red Wings, you know, you look at 4-0, thought they got completely outplayed. They didn't get completely outplayed. But when you see a team like Florida who gives you no room to get anything done,
right,
the Wings are in a situation and teams in those situations have to be able to take advantage of opportunities because they're not going to get that many of them. And, you know, granted, Sider hit the post early. You had a disallowed goal with obvious goaltender interference. And then you know, Patrick Kane on a breakaway decides to play, you know, five hole instead of just shoot the puck up top and probably would have scored. You can't make those opportunities go away.
But it was like they went up, the Panthers go up 2-0 and then decided, all right, let's make the Wings beat themselves.
Which they did. And with a lot of penalties. And look, Florida's really good. They have a pretty good defense. Their third and fourth lines are really good, not to mention, you know, Tkachuk. And people like that are, you know, Reinhardt's got 42 goals, which I never saw coming. And they got a great goalie right now, and Bobrovsky's playing tremendous. So I was just curious at 248-539-9797. Are you getting a little antsy here about the Red Wings? And especially now with Larkin hurt, you know, I wouldn't expect them to go into Colorado and win anyway. But the Arizona game is the one. All right, they got to.
You can't lose
Larkin
that.
Or no Larkin. They better at least get 2 points there.
Right, you cannot lose that game. You are correct. And I was talking with Kenny pre-show and asking him, and yeah, with now Larkin being injured, you kind of expect Stevie to be a little more active when it comes to the trade deadline.
Yeah,
because
do they go after Gensel in Pittsburgh? I mean, what would you have to give up to get him though? Look. Steve Eiserman, for all the good things and all the good drafting he's done at the top of the draft and a lot of good moves he's made, he is obviously part of the, up until Brad Holmes, the second-round Lions curse, because the Rings' second-round draft picks have done nothing. None of them have even made the team yet. I mean, Bleem is still at the University of Denver, which shows you that he hasn't progressed, and there's others as well. But so I would give up as many second-round picks as Pittsburgh wanted. And you know what? I'd give up a first in this draft if you're going to re-sign him for a few years, right?
Yeah, before the Larkin injury, I was kind of lukewarm on getting a middle six forward. I was like, if we can, cool. If not, no big deal. But now that becomes a little bit more imperative. And Jake Gensel would be a perfect name. He's a point-per-game type player.
Right.
Really solid score. Really would be great in our forward core.
I mean, they obviously need a physical presence, and I mean, I know Lalonde has said preferably in the forwards and the back, you know, third or fourth line. To me, I think defense is where they need to a little, you know, not the whole cliche, got to be bigger at the blue line. They need a little more grit, so to speak, in the
sandpaper.
Yes.
As Kenny put it.
Yeah.
Kenny, are we still in line for your twin?
Stop that. No, I think we were talking about Radko Gudas. Yeah.
Yeah, your twin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're at play for that.
Look,
have you seen that guy play, Stoney?
He's Kenny Cutts.
I have. And here's what I don't like about him. I mean, look, he's got a really good slap shot, too, and he's physical. He is partly what they need. I wouldn't be completely opposed. But this team takes bad penalties to begin with right now. I mean, you put him into the equation, I could just see a tie game in the playoffs and Gudas, you know, slashes some guy and they lose on a power
play. Well, you get that. That's a great point. But also, he's played on that Florida Panthers team beat us up. He knows how to play that playoff style of hockey.
True. Yeah, he'd be
I'm
fine.
Sorry. Did you say playoffs?
Yeah.
Everything you said after that doesn't matter to me. A penalty in the playoffs? We're in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's what I'll take. Then, and if trading for him gets us there, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Yes. It would be nice to see a playoff game in Little Caesars Arena. And unless something crazy happens, I think they're still going to get there. And like I said, what's crazy can happen is your best player can get hurt for a few weeks. Hopefully it's only, you know, a few weeks. Because if it's, you know, longer than that, then you could have some problems here. 248-539-9797.
Yeah. So Wings minus Larkin for a couple of weeks. So we're talking that. We're also talking about St. Brown. We'll take calls on both. David, ticket text.
Oh, Kenny's going to love this one. The Wings are sellers now. Wings need to cut ties with Larkin. He just doesn't have it to lead a team. That is from Al.
Wait.
Please.
Oh, Al, I needed you to finish the bingo card. You almost had it. There was one thing missing. Kenny, you want to help him out?
Which would that be? Shoot the puck?
No. What? Why are you losing now? Why is the bad luck happening?
I don't know. You tell me. What's the?
Oh.
The patch. Right here. Oh, the patch?
Yes.
What did I say?
Oh, my God.
Three in a row now. One loss, two losses. Larkin's out for a couple of weeks, all since the patch was put on the jersey.
Make it a priority.
This just feeds the idiots.
Kenny, I don't think you're an idiot.
I know.
I mean, it is two straight losses and an injury now. It just keeps piling up. Okay, I mean, it's not all this fault, but it's something. Every team hits a few walls during a season.
Yes.
I'm not worried. Let's stop worrying the people, Pete.
I'm not worried about the playoffs yet.
Yeah, they were eventually going to lose games, and you're losing games to good teams. Just like going to Colorado, that's a good team. If you happen to lose that game, panic if you lose to Arizona. Now, problems. Now, I'll say, Kenny, maybe it is the patch. Or if another good star player goes down, we got some issues. But you were going to lose games. You were not going to stay that hot the entire season.
Well, I say the patch thing more tongue-in-cheek, but the Red Wings still are 6 points ahead of the next team that's out of the playoffs.
Right, the Islanders, but the Islanders have a game in hand. Washington, 7 back, they also have a game in hand. New Jersey, they're free-falling. So is Pittsburgh. So it's either the Capitals or the Islanders that I'm worried about, because Tampa is actually starting to fall as well. So The Wings are still in pretty damn good stead, barring a major losing
streak. Yeah, there's no reason to panic just yet.
No.
So. Hold on. You're telling me not to panic and Dylan Larkin just got hurt?
That's a couple of weeks.
Oh, just a couple of weeks that you're losing your captain. Okay, no big deal then. All right, cool. Wonderful. What? I'm worried. You're losing your captain.
David, he didn't die. He's going to be back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we can lose for 2 weeks and we'll be okay. Got you.
I still think they'll be okay.
They'll be okay.
I still think they'll be okay.
So,
like I said,
the non-hockey guy here, you're telling me you're okay? I got to trust you guys, okay?
Right.
When that man over there next to you, that bearded wonder, starts to panic, that's when we panic.
See, and I'm Mr. Doom and Gloom as well, and I still think they're okay.
In that two-week span, by the way, we have the Coyotes twice. Those games you have to win. Buffalo's not any good. We have them twice. And we have Pittsburgh, who's not any good this year. So it's not the worst thing in the world. It sucks. Yes, we're going to miss D-Boss, but calm down.
All right. 248-539-9797. We'll take your Wings call. We'll take your Lions call with St. Brown. We'll get all of that next. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Denver Broncos have just tweeted out that we've notified quarterback Russell Wilson that he will be released after the league year begins March 13th. And there's a statement from George Payton, the general manager. We spoke with Russell Wilson today to inform him of release after the start of the league on behalf of the Broncos. We thank Russell for his contributions and dedication to our team and community while wishing him the best as he continues his career. As we move forward, we're focused on building the strongest team possible for 2024 and beyond. We are excited to improve the offseason. This offseason, we'll have the flexibility to get better to the draft and free agency. Rico, this is could go down as a worse trade than the Herschel Walker.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing missing is Seattle would need to win it all. But
right.
Yeah. This is, it was a bad deal. Just across the board, if you're Denver, you thought that you were going to get Russell Wilson and he was going to just needed to change a venue. And I guess Seattle was smart. They knew you want this hot garbage. You can have it. Give us some picks. And yeah, this, as soon as it happened, as soon as you told me, I was just saying, man, this is Herschel Walker all over again with the Cowboys. I was like,
so where do they, you know, where does Denver go now? I mean, Jarrett Stidham's the quarterback. They can't go into the
You're moving up.
Yeah.
Denver, you're now going to start packaging picks that you really can't afford to lose, but you can't sit there at what, 12?
Yes.
You can't wait unless if you're Denver, you say, you know what? A guy like Bo Nix or Penix can lead us. We don't have to move up. We keep our remaining picks. And we select them at 12.
And you couple that with maybe there's a veteran free. I don't know. Does Kirk Cousins want to play for Sean Payton?
I don't know what Kirk Cousins wants to do. I think, I don't know. If I'm Minnesota, I don't let him leave, but I got a feeling he's going to be gone. Could he go play for Payton? Maybe. I mean, Payton's this offensive genius.
Yes, but more importantly, for the sake of the people around here in this studio and behind the glass, how soon does David get his Steeler Russell Wilson jersey now?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Well, I don't want it as an option. No, no, no.
His Kenny Pickett jerseys is in the mail, right?
Yeah, to burn, yes.
Yeah.
As soon as it arrives. Okay, but seriously,
though, where's Russell Wilson end up?
Atlanta, maybe?
I think.
Oh, future.
A backup. He's a backup now. I think that he's going to have to swallow the tough pill. I'm not a starter. I need to go somewhere. And if the person gets injured, I can step in there.
Russell Wilson or Hendon Hooker? 2-4. No, obviously. No. He doesn't fit the culture. I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, I don't. I don't see that he's a backup QB now.
Yeah.
I mean, in watching him, he's lost that edge. He was just very it's one of those sad things, Stoney, when the athlete hangs around too long and you try to remember when they were really good and not try to remember like this Russell Wilson now. Like, I remember the Russell from the Seahawks because most of the games you were just like, Russ, what are you doing, man? Yeah. And you just – first of all, you make weird commercials, and you stink on the field.
And your weird airplane behavior. Remember right. that?
Yeah, just go retire, man. I don't. Yeah.
Well, he is sending out a tweet thanking Broncos country.
Wow. He did so much there.
Let's leave.
Let's leave.
Broncos, let's leave.
I was looking through it to make sure he didn't say let's ride, but he did not.
I mean, if you're Atlanta, you're not that desperate. If you're Pittsburgh, you're not that desperate. If you're Minnesota, you're not that. You're not going to get anything from him. He's a backup QB right now.
That's
all I see. If he's willing to accept that role, then fine. But other than that, I don't see. Yeah.
Someone's mentioning on the text. Wilson to the Patriots as a bridge quarterback, maybe?
No, because you got the number three pick.
That's a bridge. No, he starts, and then you start
your
rookie.
Do you want your young franchise quarterback who you're drafting to learn under Russell Wilson?
No. I got Mac Jones.
What's wrong with learning under Russell Wilson?
No. At this point, Mac Jones, you're the bridge. You're still getting paid.
That's a broken bridge.
Russell Wilson is he's now that Teddy Bridgewater's retired, he's the new Teddy Bridgewater. Used to start, had a moment in the sun. Russell had a brighter moment in the sun, but now he's done. He's backup. Be happy. You can do the backup thing for maybe another 2-3 years.
It's amazing. You look at things like quarterback rating, And this last 4 years in Seattle, 110, 106, 105, 103, and then the 2 years in Denver, 83 and 98. So he did get better a little bit under, you know, Peyton, but it just didn't work. It didn't work culturally either. I mean statistically, you said they only had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year. Not horrible, but he lost, I think, the ability to lead. All right, we have some ticket texts.
We have some ticket texts here on the
Red
Wings.
Yes.
Radko Gudas laid a fantastic clean hit on Jack Hughes. Please bring me Kenny's twin. That is from Jerry.
Okay.
Someone else agrees with me. Losing Larkin is definitely a blow, but this is still an exciting team to watch. I honestly wasn't expecting them to make the playoffs this year, but hoping they don't buy big because we have two great prospects in Grand Rapids. They deserve a shot next year. Okay, that isn't what I agree with. David's
in win now mode.
I am. David, you're not the hockey guy, but you make the most sense. I am worried. And then someone texts us in, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but they're saying Berggren time? Who is that?
He's Jonathan Berggren, who's the wing. He plays in Grand Rapids. It seems anytime they bring him up, he scores a goal. And the next thing you know, he's back on the bus to Grand Rapids. And you got him and Evanson. Maybe if they don't make a deadline, there's your deadline deals. You just bring up these two guys from the minor leagues that are pretty damn ready to play in the National Hockey League.
I think the deadline deal might be shipping out Hall and bringing up Edvinson.
Yeah.
And I think that actually makes you better. That sounds like a sell move. It's not. It's actually helping you.
Hall doesn't play.
Exactly.
He stinks.
And then you can
Hall, H-O-L-L, as opposed to David Hall.
And then you can sit Petrie and then call it a day.
I get it. It's okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the ticket text think I suck, so it's cool. They want to trade me.
No. Well, wait, what do we get in return?
Kenny wants a sandwich, so yes. You get a sandwich.
Well, Kenny does a lot of things for a sandwich. There's nothing special about that.
All right. Come see that black.
All right, let me gather myself. I think somebody needs to relax over there regarding Larkin. I understand he is our captain and an amazing player. I have to say that he's pretty much been the DeBrincat Kane show on this team, though. On top of having so many other players in double digits for scoring, we'll be okay without Larkin for a couple weeks.
I think a couple of weeks they can survive without him for a couple of weeks. That's no knock on him.
Yeah.
But as good as he's been this year, and he's been their best player, he's still not a top five center, as we, you know, top five seems to be the number of the day today on this show, but he's still not a star. He's a really, really good player.
And I guess if it was news that he was out for a month or more,
yes,
that would be more of a panic.
Yes, indeed.
But 2 weeks, you playing some opponents that you should still be able to beat.
Yeah, there's 7 games in that span. Only 2 of them are against teams that I remotely fear. So that should tell you something.
Yeah.
It's doable.
You don't want an injury, but not a bad time to have an injury because you should be able to recover from this.
So correct.
It shouldn't be. Now, David, if during that 7 games they go 1-6, then you are more than welcome to go full panic mode. Seriously, what can we get for you in a trade?
He won't be alone, man.
What if we throw in Roberto with you?
Oh, then the value goes down. Yeah, the value goes down if you add him to the deal.
We'll bring Paul Sarah up from the minors.
Then you get a just a corner of the sandwich.
By the way, just to reiterate what the Denver Broncos gave the Seattle Seahawks, they traded a 2022 first, a 2022 second, a 2022 fifth, a 2023 first, a 2023 second, Drew Lock, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris for Russell Wilson and a 4th round pick.
Wow.
No. And at the time, there were some that said Denver won the deal. I remember when that first happened, it was like, oh, Denver just got the steal and he's going to lead them and the Broncos are going to be back and they were going to challenge the Chiefs and nope.
So which trade is worse? Well, I'm probably going to answer my own question. this trade or the Deshaun Watson trade because of the money.
Deshaun Watson because of the money, and he missed a lot of time this year.
Right.
We don't know how healthy he'll be for next season.
I'm going to go TBA.
Okay.
I need to see what he does this season. Because with the defense that Cleveland has.
Right.
If he could just be a mid-level quarterback, Cleveland can go pretty far.
Russell Wilson looked good in Cleveland.
Okay. NFL coming up next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.